right, it's time for a fish report.
How's it going, Depp?
It is good. We got you in the studio on a nice day. I'll bet you're kind of wishing to get back out there.
I sure would, man, especially after that day we had yesterday. Man, just incredible.
Yeah, well, we've had a whole string of...
Yeah.
I mean, if there wasn't so much snow on the ground, it seemed like spring. Feels like spring.
Yeah, it definitely feels like spring. Sounds like it's going to get a little colder again, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little rain or snow or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I keep hoping. We're still in February. I'm hoping that we do like we did last year and see a little more snow. It looks like we will get some moisture. Hard to say if it'll be snow or not. Depends.
Yeah, right now everybody's been calling it Springuary. And I really don't think it could keep doing this for too much longer. It's got to act like winter at least one more time for a night or something before it's over.
You know, I've always been sort of envious of folks who lived up higher up in the Rendezvous or just had some elevation because, you know, we'd live down in the fog in the winter.
Yeah.
And I'd talk to them and go, oh, no, it's sunny and bright. Yeah, I know. So it's... Yeah, it's nice to enjoy the sun and get a little vitamin K on my skin.
Well, and you know, segue there when that river was high, that's exactly what we did. We went over to Omak Lake and just soaked up some serious sun and caught some of those nice Lahontans. And you know, it was a little windy, so we just kind of do some laps in my boat and. Every once in a while, we just kind of pop around a corner that was not exposed to the wind and kind of lay out on the rocks, get our core temperatures back up.
Nice.
Man, it just felt incredible.
Well, you mentioned Lahontans. Why don't you remind folks what those are and then maybe how you fished them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, they are historically, you know, the biggest trout species that there is, and they could get up to 65 and 75 pounds, 6 and 7 feet long.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, in their historic lake there, in their historic environment, in Pyramid Lake and some of these lakes in the desert southwest.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So it always amazes me that these fish have moved so far. I mean, at least what nowadays is, you know, mountainous country. But it seems like they can sort of almost cross the crest somehow.
Right. Well, that's what they did. Yeah, and, you know, these are planted in Omak Lake, as well as any in Washington that are Lahontans. But the general trip that they took was in that last glacial epoch. There were three massive rivers draining off of North America, and they followed the one that would more or less become the Columbia, up and over the Continental Divide, and then down in, I guess that would be, the Hudson. And then they went into the desert southwest into what we call the Great Basin, and it's just this huge collection of lakes there that would have been some of them 1,000-mile surface areas back in the day because they were so big, and then they just kind of drained down until they were, you know, just a sliver of their original selves. But those fish were evolved in those waters with some other feed fish like chub minnows and shiners, and so. They always had that appetite for big fish. And in the pyramid, when it still had the Truckee running into it before it was dammed, they had those giant fish, those giant Lahontans that we were talking about.
Now, we've always referred to these guys as sort of ancient fish or almost dinosaur fish. But so, and that's when I was expecting that you'd see a 6-foot Lahontan.
Oh, yeah.
But what's a modern day huge Lahontan?
Well, because we dammed up that river, it basically, the lake version of that fish just basically went extinct, and they were thought to be completely extinct for a long time. And then one of my favorite fish geeks, Robert Behnke, he found them in the headwaters of one of these rivers down there. I think it was Pilot Creek or something like that. And he brought them back from what would be extinction almost, and introduced them into five lakes at that time to make what we call egg banks, so that if anything ever happened to that fish species again, we'd have a backup and another backup here and there and in completely different areas. That way, if there was a virus or just something environmental happened to compromise that stock, we'd have a backup. And so that's why we got them into Washington at Lake Lenoir, and that's where I got to work with them while I was with WDFW. And we've, dispersed those eggs out, into Canada and to the tribes. And now they, at the Colville, I believe they handle that all themselves there. And they put a lot of fish into that Omak Lake just to get the catch ratio that you do, because it's a huge lake.
Huh. And so what's a large modern day Lahontan?
Right. To get back to that question.
Well, I know people want to know this,
The state record right now in Washington is 18.5 pounds. Well, and that would be, you know, right about 36-38 inch long fish.
Yeah.
And because that lake is so deep, they that one was probably taken on downriggers from what I hear, and at like 100 plus feet deep. But in the spring, that's when we're, you know, coming in late winter, early spring, when they're starting to come up and look around the lake for a good spawning substrate.
Okay.
And that's when they expose themselves to those shallower forms of fishing, like fly fishing.
Okay. And now, my second question, how were you fishing them?
Well,
you going to reveal any?
I would definitely be happy to help people on that one. My friend and I were both fishing. I was fishing a sink tip, and he was fishing a full sink line. And he was able to get into about twice as many fish. So that should give you an idea how deep they were still at that point. They were about 20, 30 feet. So even waiting a long time to get my sink tip down there, working it real slow, it was hard to get down as quickly and as effectively. So right now, I would still recommend you use some full sink, you know, moderate to fast sink. And I was tying up a bug I learned from a local guy here, Matt. I call it the pond monster. And it's just basically like a woolly bugger in green, but with a red head and red wire wrap. And it's that water there is very, you know, the light, the way it goes through it, it really changes colors. So you really have to find the color that works. And when you do, those colors seem to pop out just right to those fish. So it's like yellows, blues, greens, and reds seem to pop up really well in that water.
Sounds like a little bit of an exacting science here.
It takes some trial and error. And, you know, I've had plenty of days over there where I saw giant fish swim by and kind of snub my presentations. Or just, you know, when they were down deeper, just didn't even get a tug all day. But luckily, we got into quite a few fish the other day.
How many is quite a few?
Well, let's see. By the end of the day, you know, I mean, I think we only got into about a half dozen, so it's not as good as I've done there before. When they're really up, you can easily get into 20 to 40 fish in a day.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It gets incredible. It's more catching than fishing at that point.
They have fun fish to bring in?
Yeah, well, and right now when you're catching less of them, they're further from spawn, so they're more energetic, so you're going to get a better fight. Mm-hmm. When there's more of them up and you're getting more, you're not quite going to get the fight out of them, so you got to find that halfway in between where it's good fight and a decent amount of them per day. And that's coming up. You know, it always works out just perfect into the steelhead season. That's the thing you can do to get over the fact you can't go steelheading. Mm-hmm. That's when it should be about perfect. Mm-hmm. That last week of March, first week of April is the best time.
I remember last year when you were sort of introducing me to this whole fishery, and I didn't really get a handle on how long this might continue. These guys coming up from the bottom, looking for the shallows, and I know it probably depends on conditions each year, but about how long? Are we looking at a month or what?
Well, they'd be getting up into about 10 to 1 foot of water within that week, that last week of March, first week of April, and then, you know, really trying hard to find a spot to spawn. There, they don't really have a suitable environment because it's not naturally where they would be. They would love to find a big feeder stream or a river, but they will swim around, you know, and do their thing for about a month and a half. So by the end of May, they're starting to head back down. And so there's, you know, about 2 months overall where those fish come up to the, you know, somewhat shallower zones, and then you just almost don't see them at all for the whole rest of the year.
Yeah. So a couple of months, maybe a little bit longer, but right now would be their lively time.
Exactly, The time that's right between getting up where you can get them and not starting to slow down or darken up before spawn.
All right. Well, anything else you want to tell potential customers? I should remind everybody that you take people out. What would you be taking them out on to this time of year?
Well, you know, I don't guide the Colville. That is, you know, on the reservation there. I just usually go over there to take it easy or go over there with a friend. But right now, the river is just getting right back into shape. You know, it was a little high there, but went out yesterday with my buddies, Brandon and Corey, and we knocked them dead. I mean, not literally. We released them all, but it was a great day. And what we were doing was fishing just some heavier rigs because that water is still so high. So I've been using the heavy bead patterns because they're just, like they say, kind of heavier. But that bead egg combination thing, you know, we were talking about how much they're liking the eggs.
Eggs are coming back into it.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, I was using a stone fly kind of as a heavier bug and then dropping my my heavy bead. And it was like a pink and orange. And I tie on a stinger hook about 2 fingers width from that egg. So it kind of trails behind.
Okay.
And that'll, you know, and that helps to hook them on the outside of the lip, usually not deeply in their throat or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get that hook away.
All right.
Without hurting the fish. So yeah, if you want any more info, want to check out what we've been up to, check out some of the pictures, Omak Lake, or, you know, just need some help on how to fish Omak Lake or the river, always be happy to help you or take you out. Give us a call at 429-7298 or look us up at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and Methow Fishing Adventures has always got a lot of info there for you. And always, you know, like I say, if you got the random question, feel free to shoot it to me. And, you know, it's getting sunny and it might get, you know, kind of wintry again. Just be ready and get that fish on.
Yeah.